We continue with our series of interviews with candidates running for city council across our area, and we're focusing now on the town of Stanhope in southern Hamilton County. It's my pleasure speaking with Roger Hayes, Jr., candidate for mayor in the town of Stanhope. And Roger, very good day to you.
Hi, good day to you, Pat.
Well, thank you. Let's find out more about yourself, Roger.
Well, we moved here about 33 years ago and from Washington, D.C. Lived out there for quite some time, was in the United States Navy. Both my wife and I served in the Navy for several years, and now I'm working for Landis Cooperative. I am their project manager and lean practitioner. So I do all their lean Kaizen events. Now I'm getting ready to retire in January.
Well, good for you. So talk all about yourself there from what you're doing with the folks at Landis Co-op. Roger, why are you going to run for mayor there in Stanhope?
Really, I'm running for mayor to bring some financial responsibility back to the city and make the city more efficient, more affordable, and keep the focus on the well-being of the residents of Stanhope.
And what are some of the big issues facing Stanhope these days, Roger, from what you've heard?
Well, they've got, and from what I've heard from, you know, people around town, there's a lot of wasteful spending in Stanhope. And I think it's well-intentioned spending, but it's wasteful. And we need to stop the wasteful spending. We need to get some fiscal transparency, and we need to reduce the local government overage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the four key principles that I'm really running on.
So all about the budget there in the town of Stanhope is one of the reasons why you're running coming up on November 4th.
It is. It's a big part of why I'm running, the fiscal budget, and just making Stanhope a great place to live again. And let's bring it back. And Stanhope's a very, very wholesome, very affordable town. And I want to keep it that way.
And as we're doing this, I learned that you have a new city clerk this week.
We do, yeah. Jory's going to do a fantastic job for the city.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Jory Young, who's now the new city clerk in the town of Stanhope. So, Roger, why should people vote for you coming up on November 4th? Give a little plug about why they should vote for you.
You bet. Well, if they think that their town is spending money and wasting money and don't have any transparency into what they're doing and why they're spending the money or what they're spending the money on, absolutely. I'm going to bring transparency to it. I'm going to be looking at the bills that we're paying, why we're paying them, and if there's any contracts that are coming up, we'll renegotiate those. So it's better for Stanhope and the people of Stanhope. This is their money. This is their city. And we have to be cognizant of how we're spending that money and make sure that we're not wasting that money on things that may be duplicated. We got to focus on, the people of Stanhope and their...
Prehistoric mounds. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment.
With the kids back in school, now is a great time to treat yourself to a cup of coffee in the September-October issue of Iowa History Journal. Our new issue includes stories about Johnny Carson, the Cow War of 1931, the Montauk Historic Site, Ottoman, Iowa, and the history of Orient Maxburg schools and others. You can find Iowa History Journal at Barnes & Noble, Hy-Vee, Books A Million, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Fleet Farm, and other outlets, or visit iowahistoryjournal.com.